Look who shall know. What it says that who shall know? Who? Yisrael shall know it. The prophet is wise. He's a fool, isn't he? These pseudo-nabis, they're fools. And the spiritual man is what? He's just mad. He is so troubled. He's afraid to speak. He doesn't know what to speak. He doesn't know how to speak. Why? For the multitude of who? Of who? Your iniquity and the great hatred. Isn't that a powerful statement there? He said of your great hatred. We say we don't hate Yahweh, but you hate what he speaks to you. You don't want him to tell you. He said of your great hatred, not your neighbor's, your hatred, your great hatred. He said the watchman of Ephraim was with Yahweh. You see, there was someone with him. He had a watchman there that was with him. But the prophet is a snare of the fowler in all his ways and hatred in the house of Yahweh. You never come in Yahweh's house with hatred. You never hate what Yahweh speaks to you. You never hate Yahweh's correction. You never hate Yahweh's instructions. Hatred in the bayet of Yahweh. Don't want Yahweh to speak to them. They get angry because they're fools. He said the prophets are fools. The prophet is a fool. And so anger rests in the bosom of only a fool. And so you get angry at Yahweh. You get angry at the watchman because he tells you what it's going to take to perform the excellence of Yahweh. So you get angry. You become very perturbed. You get hostile toward him because he tells you you're corrupt in your sins. You don't want to hear that. But he had a watchman in Ephraim. He had one that watched out. He's going to always have one. And Yisrael is going to know the time of trouble. Only Yisrael will know. The wicked will not do. The wicked will not know. They will do wickedly and they will not know or understand. But those that are wise, they understand. They discern both time and they understand judgment. We are in a time of trouble, of perplexity. We're in a time whereby the mind cannot function properly. Yahweh did not make the mind to function the way it functioned. He made it to bring oblations and great esteeming to him in his name and to esteem his character, his personality. This mindset today is twisted, it's perverted, it's convoluted. The prophets are a snare, haters of Yahweh. Verse 9, they have deeply corrupted who? See, you have deeply corrupted yourself. It's in your life now. Your corruption doesn't come. Mothers, can I tell you something? If your little daughter and her Jezebel ways, your little wicked son, they do something that you perceive that someone has taught them or made them do it. No, it's deep in them. And what you are seeing is just what's already there, what was already planted. It's just rising up now. Well, my daughter's rebellious. Well, she's been that way. It was just deep there. You just haven't seen it. It doesn't come from someone else. The issue of a man's own heart, it flows from him. It is not what one eats that corrupt him, but what? What's it where? So when she talks corrupt, he talks corrupt, it is not the kid or someone else that has corrupted him. It's that heifer. It's him. We got the way. We always want to blame someone else and say, well, she did this because of her vibe. She did it because she's a corrupt little thing. She may look for someone as corrupt as she. He's going to find those that are as corrupt as him because they're doing the same thing. But it's not someone else's fault. It's her fault. And that's the way we are. We want to always think it's someone else. It's the Jezebel. It's a little pervert of a son. It's not someone else. It's the old corrupted. They corrupt themselves. They find things that make them even the more wicked. Did not Israel do that? They were wicked. They say, nah, give me some of that. I want some of that. That's just like a man getting drunk. He gets so drunk, he says, I want some more. Nah, I got some more. It's already what's in him that cries for the liquor. So it's already what's in your sons and daughters that corrupt them. It's not someone else. It's them. It's them. It's what's already there. Stop blaming someone else. Take responsibility. Take full responsibility. And stop blaming someone else. It's her. It's him. Is that someone else? Well, he made me do it. I did it just because of Pastor Roberts. No, what Pastor Roberts did, he showed you what was in you, and you just performed in it. I don't take nothing back. Not one word. Is he dealing with his people? Did they corrupt themselves? He said, not only have you corrupt yourself, you have deeply. It's deep in you. And there's some of you, you're so deeply corrupt. It is so deep. I talk to you in here. There's some of you so deeply corrupt and so far. He said you have deeply corrupted yourself and themselves as in the days of Gibeah. Therefore, he will remember their iniquity and he will visit their sins. He's going to remember their iniquities. He's going to remember your sins. He's going to visit you according to your sins. And your house shall not prosper. Your relationship shall not prosper. That's why many of you brothers and sisters, you that are listening, you that hear, your relationship with your husband, your wife, your children never prosper. Because you don't do what Yahweh said. And it will never prosper. That's why daddies can't establish nothing with the sons, because you don't believe Yahweh. And it will never prosper. No whatsoever. And it will never prosper. You will never see the prosperity of it. Because you don't obey Yahweh. When Israel obeyed Yahweh, they prospered. There was a closeness there with the Abba. When you forsake him, he's not going to be close to you. He's close to those that have a broken heart. A broken heart. He saves such as the contrite spirit. So when your heart is not broken, he's not even near you. Arrogant, haughty, Jezebelish spirit. He's not near people like that. He's not going to even deal with you. Well, I don't think he will do that. I know, because you don't know him. Verse 10, he said, I found Israel like grapes in the wilderness. I saw your offhats as the first ripe of the fig tree for the first time. But they went to Bellapora. Isn't that something? Your offhats went to Bellapora, the god of the gap, this lustful, corrupt god of licentiousness, sexual lust. Isn't that the god of this nation today? Bellapora. Isn't that the god? That's the god of this nation. Sexual exploits. Everything is so. They sell you toothpaste sexually. They got a woman with her breasts out selling you toothpaste. They sell you bubble gum. They sell your children with some little seductive Jezebel. They train them up to be whorish and seductive and wicked. They train them up to be. They don't train them to be ladies. They don't train them to be sons. They train your young boys to be crude and corrupt and to disrespect that which is pure, what Yahweh has placed in his midst. They call them hoes and everything it is to call them. And the young girls laugh at that. They think it's a wonderful thing. And I'm not talking about the ignorance, the ones from the hood out of the ghettos. I'm talking about the ones out of the elitists and the educated ones. They're inspired by that. That's how they treat your daughters, hoes and female dogs. I would say it. I have no problem with saying it. And that's what they're inspired by. They're inspired by that. You cannot come in and buy a strong man house unless you bind him first. So if you have any weak, effeminate spirit in your house, because you've been bound, man. If there's no strong spirit in your house, it's because you don't have the power to combat the forces of hell. That's why Yahweh puts a man in his place, his position of power and authority. You cannot bind a strong man. You cannot only take his house first until you come and bind the strong man. And so parents today, they're bound by their daughters and their sons and their children. Wives bind the husband. Man, I wouldn't want a wife to bind me. Don't take your man's strength. Hallelujah, Yahweh. You all may not like me, but that's all right. Yahweh loves me. I'm going to preach his truth. Bind the man. He has no power to function in the spirit of a man. That's not even a Jezebel. I said, daughters, if any of you are doing that, you're not even a Jezebel. You don't bind the man. You don't try to put him in a position that he turned away from the truths of Yahweh, or he compromised with Yahweh's truth. You strengthen that in the man's heart. Obey Yahweh. Do it. That's right. I don't care about my emotions, my feelings. That's right. You do the right thing. That's what a virtuous wife will do. Sure she was. She would. Hallelujah, Yahweh. So they went out to Bellapora. They separated themselves unto that shame. And their abominations was according as they love. The more they loved Bellapora, the more abominable things they did. They went after this strange god, this god that had no power. And that's this nation. It's going after every kind of strange thing there is. There's nothing, if I use the expression, sacred anymore. There were things in my grandmother's house that you did regardless. There was a law there. And everyone, it was applied to everyone. Everyone obeyed that law. Time to go to bed, everyone went to bed, young and old. The old ones may stayed up a little longer, but they didn't stay up too much longer. The house was in order. Come Saturday night, the house was in order, getting ready for Sunday worship. Today you have nothing like that. My grandmother made sure everyone, we were out of the house before she left. And then she would look through the house, make sure no one there, and you better beat her there where you're going. It's not like that way today. It's such a dysfunctional environment because they're so troubled and twisted. Children go one way, daddy go one way, mama go one way. It's one thing that Pastor George said to me. He said, you know, Pastor Roberts, he said, all my trouble began. He said, when we lived in the country, my family, we sat together, we talked, we did things. He said, we moved to Florida. He said, everything changed. I went away, my sister went away, and his whole family is just a mess. In prison, with 25 years plus 2 life sentences, he will never see a day of freedom unless Yahweh delivers him. And that's just the bottom line. That's just the bottom line. Sit down with frivolity and folly instead of talking on the scripture things of Yahweh. You'll find out where your sons and daughters are when you begin to talk scripture. You talk foolishness, you'll find out where they are. When they come around, all they want is laughter. That's why these pagan activities, family reunions full of lust and greed, and full of folly and frivolity, full of gluttony and laughter and foolishness. You let someone get up there together, speak like me and see how they, well, I got to go. Okay, come on, Jim, let's go to the club. Let's get up. You will see there will be no one left standing. That's what it's all about. It's not about any love for Yahweh. It's a love for the abomination, the iniquitous ways and their foul ways. And that's why folks love family reunions. And that kind of trust. That's why they love Christmas and their pagan days. They don't want the things of Yahweh. So they did according to their love. So they love abominable things. They love filth. And one continuous in filthiness and abominable things, it's because there's a God, there's a creed in their heart to their God. Yahweh says to his house, I'm going to afflict you. There's going to be trouble for Israel. But only those that are Israel will I deliver. If you're not Israel, I will not deliver. But Israel I will deliver. Only Israel I will deliver. He says to us here in Yeshaya, in Isaiah chapter 8 verse 17. Hear this, hear the words of Yahweh. Isaiah chapter 8, 17, Yeshaya. And I will wait upon Yahweh. The reason our strength is not renewed because we don't wait upon Yahweh. We have no patience. He said, I will wait upon Yahweh that hides his face from the house of Jacob, and I will look for him. Look. And I and the children whom Yahweh has given me are for the signs and for wonders in Israel from Yahweh of hosts, which dwell in Mount Zion. Listen what he says now. Verse 19. And when they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, unto wizards and peeps and mutters, should not the people seek unto Yahweh the sovereign ruler from the living to the dead? Now listen to what he was saying. Those that ask you, find someone that will speak my language. Find someone that will talk and tell me what I want to hear. Now that's this generation. That's what we look for, people like that. You look for those that are murderers and peepers, busybodies, spying, and looking at everyone else's affairs, but their own. That's why their own lives are raggy as hell. That's why there's no strength or stability at all in them. So you say, find me someone like that. We want someone like that. Yahweh says, should not the people seek Yahweh, those that are alive, even those that are dead in trespasses and sin, should not they seek Yahweh? Verse 20, do you hear this? He says, to the Torah and to the testimony. If they speak not according to what? Just that word, that what? This? Is that specific? This word, he said, because there is what? No light in them. If a man doesn't speak according to Torah, there's no light in him. If your homes are not filled with the light of Torah, there's no light in you at all. Period. He says, and they shall pass through it, hardly be stead and hungry. And it shall come to pass that when they shall be hungry, they shall fret themselves. And they shall curse their king and their sovereign ruler and look upward. Say, I don't need Yahweh. I don't need him. And they shall look to the earth, and that's what we are doing. We are looking to the earth. Our mind is on earthly things. We don't mind the things of the Ruah. He say, and they will look to the earth, and behold what? Trouble. That's why we have trouble, because we look into the sensual and natural application of things. And they will look to the earth and behold trouble and darkness, divishness of anguish, and they shall be driven to darkness. And so this is a generation that's driven to darkness. Everything is earthly today. They're looking to the earth for everything. They're trying to find their place in some sensual earthly realm, and they're troubled today. I don't care what they are, they're troubled. I was listening the other day, and they were talking about the people that win the lotteries. They are the most perplexed people in the world. You think a man win $100 million, he'd be all right, wouldn't he? Their lives after that is nothing but chaos and trouble. $200 million lives are nothing but trouble, anxiety, death. Their lives are just a torrent of mess. Just everybody, everything. And you would think a man that has $50 million, he'd say, man, I got it made. And yet it's nothing but trouble. Trouble. Because you look to the sensual things. Is not the world doing that? Everybody trying to get a home, trying to get ahead, and they're so miserable. They're so troubled. They go to jobs that trouble them, that don't even allow them to love their Abba. That doesn't sound like that's very pleasant to me. That doesn't sound like that's fulfilling. Their own job, they separate from them, from their children, their husbands, their wives. That doesn't sound pleasing to me. That doesn't sound very fulfilling to me. That doesn't sound like there's a home of shalom there. Sounds like to me it's great trouble there. Because you look to the earth, because you mind earthly things and sensual things, you're in trouble. And then because you're in trouble, you walk in great darkness. You never seen someone that you know that they're walking in such darkness and their countenance, you can see it. If you ever seen that, you haven't been around long then. You never seen a man so consumed by darkness. And the first thing out of his mouth, he began to share with you the things or the cares of this world. If any man love this world or cares for this world, then the love of Yahweh is not in you, because this world will not teach you to love Yahweh. It teaches you to offend Yahweh. It teaches you to go astray from Yahweh. So when a man loves Yahweh, he will not walk in darkness. And because they love the world and they look to the world, they're walking in darkness. You see that man, that woman, you say, what's wrong? Well, I'm 3 house payments behind, and my car broke down. That's all it's about. That's it. Say what you want to. That's what it's about. It's not that Yahweh is so wonderful, and I bless him. He's breaking every shackle of this worldly care. They don't talk like that. Well, you know, my wife wants to get a bigger house, and I don't know what to do. This house payment, $965, already killing us. And the one she's looking at is going to cost $1,350. What do I do? Now, that's this mindset. Because they look to the world, because they look to the earth. Yahweh tells us to look up, look unto him. He is the author and the finisher of our emunah. Because they look to the earth, they are troubled. And darkness pursue them, and they walk in darkness and deep darkness. You watch this generation, you watch how dark it is. You watch the mindset, you look at them, they're so full of darkness. Men say they love Yahweh, they're so full of darkness. Women, they say, love Yahweh, there's no light in them at all. Why? Because they mind earthly things. You cannot mind the earthly things and have the light of Yahweh in you. Because the earthly things will make you do anything to get them. You will lie. I don't care what you say. You will cheat. You will steal. You will falsify. You will make false statements to get those kinds of things. You will lie. People lie for credit cards, to get homes. You lie to get cars. It will make you do those kinds of things. I'm flat out telling you. It will make you do all those kind of things. It will make you deny Yahweh. It will make you break his mitzvot just to get those kinds of things. And once you open yourself up to that, you open yourself unto this dark world, unto this troubled world. And this world is nothing but a place of trouble. And you're going to have woes and vexations in this world. Period. But it's one thing about the assurance of Yisrael, Yahweh delivers you. What does that mean, preacher? It means that it doesn't crush you and cause you to be in despair where you can't trust Yahweh. Whereby your heart cannot rejoice, whereby there's no life and rejoicing in you. There's no life and rejoicing because you look to the earthly thing. That some of you all have never moved in the presence of Yahweh. You got this staunch ism. There's a brother that called me from Texas, Brother Jerry. He said, Pastor Roberts, keep putting it out like that because I've been to so many assemblies. They got this brethren type doctrine. Everybody sit there so staunch and so still. Come on. If there's a liveliness in you, a lively hope in you, then it calls you to respond that way. You don't respond that way because the hope is not alive in you. You don't believe what Yahweh says. When Miriam, when she saw what had been done in the house of Israel, she grabbed the tambourine and she began to play. Now, don't tell me she's not a pattern and a good example for the daughter of Zion. Then where's your tambourine? Where's your rejoicing? Where's your dancing in the Ruah of Yahweh? The pattern is already set for us in the Torah and the Tanakh. Yahweh shows us how to do things. And we must do things just that way. Look at what Shaul says in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians. Hallelujah, Yahweh. He says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3. First of all, he said, blessed be Yahweh, even the Abba of Yahshua HaMashiach, and the Abba of mercies, and the mighty one of some comfort. All comfort. Now, is that all right? He's the mighty one of all comfort. He comforts us in the midst of troubles and deep despair. Yahweh is. He's the mighty one of all comfort. He said, who comfort us in, he comforted us in Zarah, in tribulation. That's what that is. That tribulation is nothing but trouble. He comforts us in tribulation, in troubles, in tribulation. Who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any what? So we know the comfort of Yahweh. We can comfort those that are in any trouble. But we know that. He comforts us in all of our tribulations. That's the strength of the people of Yahweh. He comforts all Israel in all of their sarah, their tribulation. That's our strength. So we have troubles. He comforts you in that. He gives you confidence that it is to bring forth a great and mighty faith in you, that you may trust Him. You may look unto Him. You won't look unto the earth, but you look unto Him. Don't we do that, brothers and sisters? Situation arose, we began to look out for some earthly formula, some earthly way to kind of resolve that thing, don't we? Instead of looking unto Him. And it will never work. It caused darkness to pursue us and to set in on us. Caused us to become even more darkened. Caused our minds to become even more darkened. Caused us to look dark. And that when we are dark, we have no light of His truth in us. He comforted us in all of our troubles, that we may comfort those which have any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of Yahweh. For as the suffering of HaMashiach abound in us, so our consolation also abound in HaMashiach. So is that suffering of Yahshua, the affliction, for the purpose of the truth of Yahweh. And He was afflicted because of Torah truth, saints. We must maintain that. You're going to be afflicted by kinsmen, family, mothers, daddies, sons, daughters, they will come against you. They will oppose you. They will just reject you. Oh, they will fellowship with you to bring you into their cauldron of hell. It's not because there's a love there. They don't mind the fellowship. But just don't talk about the mighty power and the works of Yahweh. You can talk about folly and laughter and foolishness, but don't talk about what Yahweh is doing. Don't talk about the sin and the corruption. Don't talk about that. You can sit down. You all can eat. You can laugh. It is nothing but folly. I don't care what you say. That's what everything that has to do with eating. It is nothing but folly. Even when we eat here, you will find a lot of folly. You sit down. You eat. Don't think you're about. Don't try to play with me. All right. That's what it's all about. They ate. They drank. And they laid down. And they played. They played. And they got up. And they had folly. And that's what it's all about. And so they don't mind the folly or the frivolity of the foolishness, but it's just don't speak anything that is serious, and anything that deals with the corruption of the heart. You don't deal with that. That's why Yahweh said, if you know a brother is a fornicator, he has defied Yahweh, he loves strange gods, don't even eat with the man. Don't even sit down and eat with him. If he calls himself a brother, don't eat with him. He means what he said. Well, what, that's my daddy. Well, your daddy denies truth. I don't give it to your mama. Yahweh said, no, don't even eat with that brother. Don't even eat with that sister. I don't care if it's your mom or your grandma. They reject Torah. They reject truth. You don't sit down and eat with them. You don't strengthen the head. But we don't believe what Yahweh says. We don't trust Him. Well, that's my son. Like hell. How can he be your son when he rejects Torah? How can she be your daughter? She rejects Torah. How can that be so? Then HaMashiach is a liar. He did not say, who is my avat? He said, who is my mother, my brother, who is my sister? They did hear and do the will of Yahweh. How can that be? It cannot be, brothers and sisters. It has to be according to Yahweh's truth. We have a birth, and we're birthed from above. It has nothing to do with some natural lineage at all. I don't care what lineage I come out of. It has no important value at all. Period. And there are those that will search their genealogy, and they will find some very impressive people in their lineage. But I got the most impressive one in mind. I'm a son of Yahweh. And HaMashiach is my blood brother man. He is my brother. So I have a lineage that is greater than any man could ever had. And it begins with Abraham, the Abba of the Ab of the Imun of the faith of Yahweh. So I don't care about some natural order or some lineage I came out of. It means nothing. I know my order. I know who I am. And I know where I'm from. And I know where I'm going too. When it's your thing, I'm going to the grave one day unless I'm here when it all began. Either way, it's all right with me. And that's the truth. Hallelujah, Yahweh. So as that great affliction abounded in HaMashiach, it abounds in us as well. Is there comfort for us? Hear this. I want you to turn to Deuteronomy, Devarim 31:16. And David said in Tehillim, I want to read this, Psalms 37:39. But the Yahshua of the righteous, the salvation of the righteous, is of Yahweh. He is their strength in time of trouble. Now Yahweh is our strength in time of trouble. That's what He is. Yahweh is. He also says, and Yahweh shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust Him. Those are the only ones He's going to save and deliver. Those that trust Yahweh. And if you do not trust Yahweh, He is not going to save and deliver you. When you trust Yahweh, you will keep all of His mitzvot. You keep all that He commands you. You will do what He instructs you in. You will not take what He says for lightly. So Yahweh is going to save those that trust Him. I don't care what your emotions are. He's going to save those that trust Him. And when a man trusts Him, he will do what He commands him to do. When a woman trusts Yahweh, He did not say He's going to save you because your husband or your wife or your daddy. He's going to save all those that trust Him. And when you trust Him, you obey what He says. He warns the house of Israel in Devarim, Deuteronomy 31, verse 16. And Yahweh said to Moshe, behold, look now, you shall sleep with your avat, and the people will rise up. That's what is going to happen. You're going to die, and the people are going to rise up in all of their hell and their wickedness. And they're going to go a what? Whoring. They're going to be hoes. They're going to go a whoring after the gods and after the strangers of the land, where they go to be among them, and they will do what? Forsake me. When one goes a whoring after the gods, they forsake Yahweh. They forsake principles, and believe me, they will do, and they're going to do it. Because there's no constitution that can stand up against the constitution of hell, but the constitution of Yahweh. Nor the strength, nor the power. He said they will forsake me and they will break my covenant, my relationship, my betrothing of them, which I made with them. He said, then my anger shall be kindled against them in that day. And I will forsake them. Now the way you forsake Him, He's going to do the same. We don't want to think that Yahweh gets angry. As I said to my young friend in Canada that tried to reprove me, we don't want to believe that He gets angry. He has an anger that is like nothing we have ever seen. He said, and they forsake me, and I will hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured. I'm going to consume that wicked people, and many evils and troubles shall what? Now that's why your evil thoughts and imaginations and your troubles have befallen you, because you have forsaken Him, and He's forsaken you. And so when you forsake Him, He forsakes you. He sends you warnings to change and to turn. And when you will not adhere to His warning, He forsakes you. And you wonder why the evil things, and you wonder why the evil thoughts in your mind. Not any of you all think evil in here now. I know that. You think evil against your brother, your sister. You don't think like that. Awful quiet. He said, the evil shall befall them, so that they will say in that day, Are not these evil come upon us because Yahweh, our Abba, is not among us? Do you have the courage even to consider to say that? To realize that those evils and your troubles are upon you because Yahweh is not even in your midst? This has not changed, brothers and sisters. You're troubled by everything because Yahweh is not with you. You got so many troubles, you're troubled, and everything you think is evil because he said, I'm not with you. Will you even say that? And I will surely hide my face in that day for all the evil which they shall have done, and that they are turned to the gods. Will you turn yourself and give yourself over unto the idols and this idol form of worship today? And we see it proliferating everywhere. The idols, one of the most profound. Isn't that amazing? Can I tell you this? That show that is called Idols, what, that's the name of it. American Idols. Yes, thank you. Do you not know that there are more people that vote in that than they do in what we call national elections, in the presidential election? Do you not know that what's the man's name? Cornwell, whatever his name. Do you know how much they pay him a year for hosting that show? They pay him $30 million a year. They make $50, $60 million every night it's on, just on telephone calls. They get a certain percentage. Come on, they just put a T1 line out there. They got thousands of telephones, and people just ask. They don't even have to ask them. It's all computerized. Everything is automated. And they get 50, 60 million calls, and that's what gets through. It's not the other 20 or 30 million calls that do not get through. That's how they have taken control over the minds of this generation and the thoughts. But yet, people will spend that kind of money on something so trivial and foolish. Because they're giving over unto these God worshiping. Little Jezebel, like that thing there in North Carolina, Fantasia, whatever her name was, could not even read when she came out of high school. She was an illiterate, could not read. Then she raised hell with the little town that they had put this plaque up to honor that little Jezebel, baby out of wedlock, a little whore all she was. And all of a sudden, she brought some little notoriety to High Point, and they put up a big sign, Fantasia, hometown of Fantasia. And then she rebukes the whole town, says, because of his racism, she wasn't able to learn. Well, the heifer wasn't able to learn because she was a hoe. She was out sleeping like a Jezebel, whatever, the Tom, Dick, and Harry, and she got a baby. That's why the cow couldn't learn anything. But you all get upset with me. It makes no difference. She didn't learn anything because she was a rebellious heifer. Her mama couldn't teach her nothing, so she blamed the other folks. She couldn't learn anything. That they say the heifer was illiterate. She couldn't even read and write, but yet she wrote a book, and everybody buying the heifer's book. Hallelujah, way. I don't pull no punches. Tell you the truth. And they lifted up this little thing, this little Jezebel, and made a part of their social circle. When they want to make you someone, they can make you. I don't care whether you can sing or you cannot. I don't care if you have talents or not. It's not the issue whether you have talent. And they take a little Jezebel like that. Said she had a nasty attitude, too. They said she was nasty. Her attitude was nasty. She was not very nice. Not at all. Period. That's this generation. Because they don't know Yahweh. They're ignorant. Her mama was ignorant. She was a whore because her mama trained her that way. That's just it. I mean, you train a child up, you train them right. They won't go astray. You train them right. They won't go astray. Even though foolish prodigal son, he realized that, boy, I can live better with my dad as a servant. And a servant must obey. Just go back and obey what daddy said. Submit. I don't have anything, but I can live. I got food to eat. I will have enough. And he had sense enough to go back too. Well, he didn't have nothing when he got back. Because it all belonged to the other brother. He got his half. He took all he had. Another brother owned it all. When the daddy died, there was nothing left for him. Period. But he had enough sense. I'll go back and serve him. And then when he dies, the brother, I serve him and be faithful. He'll take care of me. Sure he did. He had enough sense to do that. We don't have enough sense to go back. We just separate ourselves, even the father. And our troubles become much more intensified. So intense we can't sleep. I will never allow anything to cause me to be that trouble. So intense that we don't express the gladness of Yahweh that He has given you breath today. He's given you life. He's given you health. You parents that have little babies that haven't taken those chemicals and
The death they put in them. You don't even know how blessed you are. Your baby's born healthy. You ought to, all your mothers ought to, some of you all will pick up a tambourine sometime and just dance out there. I can hear you saying nothing. Don't want to do that for Yahweh. What about you? Oh, you're all here, Pastor Robert. Hallelujah, Yahweh. I got something in my feet because I'm happy. Because I'm blessed. Hallelujah, Yahweh. I'm blessed. I'm full of His truth. Hallelujah, Yahweh. I have something in the heart, in the mind, that draws me to this. You see, that's what it draws me to. And it draws me to the earthly thing because there's nothing but trouble. They look to the earth. And they look to the earth for everything. And that's why they're full of trouble. They're full of vexation. They're full of tears today. And have no one to turn to at all. Hallelujah, Yahweh. I have someone to turn to. I want to read a few scriptures before I close. Listen closely. I'm just going to read them. Hear them. It says to Shaul, and the Ruah of Yahweh departed from Shaul, and an evil spirit of Yahweh troubled him. When you reject Yahweh, when you constantly defy and reprove Yahweh, He removes Himself from you. And there's an evil spirit that come. He was Yahweh's man. He put him in position. He did. That's what they cried for. He gave him. And he had the anointing of the king. He had the seal of the king. And when he began to reject what the prophet said, he began to seek or look to the earth, the gold, the things, the cows, and the best things. And Yahweh removed Himself from him. And once he did that, he sent an evil spirit and troubled him. When you are so troubled, brothers and sisters, there's something evil in your mind. Your imagination is full of evil. That's why you're troubled. You will not do what Yahweh says. When you disobey Yahweh, when you defy what He says, then there's something wrong there. And so you're troubled because there's something evil there. You're troubled about everything because your mind is evil. Everybody's troubled with you because you're evil. It's not them, it's you that's evil. Their ways trouble you. What they said, their instruction trouble you because you're evil. So everything trouble you. You remove yourself away from Yahweh, submitting yourselves one unto another. Yahweh tells us to do that. When you can submit yourself one unto another, you move into your own little sphere, your own little world, and your little only earthly realm, and that's why you're so troubled. Everything troubles you. She troubled me. She made me mad. He made me mad. She upset me. That's why? Because you're evil. Your mind is evil. It's not them, it's you that's evil. And so when he removed himself from Yahweh, the evil spirit came. And that's what has come to you, the evilness of your own heart. You are reaping. It is returning back unto you. So you're troubled. Everything troubles you. So you look for someone else that's just as evil as you, so that you can draw from that same muttering spirit, that same spirit of divination. And you express to them and say, I saw that, yeah, you know, I knew something was happening. Instead of saying, come pray with me. Well, I tell you what, I got to go home, and my husband, he told me to be home, so I got... You won't say that. Don't look at me, hypocrites. You won't say that. But when something that is very detrimental and negative, you said that all day and told. And she comes to you and say, all right, let's go pray, honey. Come on, let's go on our faces. You're not going to do that. He got you, doesn't he? Sure he does. That's your attitude. This should show you how evil you are. But you want to think someone else is evil. It's you. Your evil ways. Come on, you love Queenie. She comes to you, let's go pray. That's what true love is. Come on. You watchmen, you keepers of one another. Come on. Well, why would you do that? No, my wife doesn't come to me and tell me what you said, all right? Because there ain't nothing you're saying to her to tell me. That's just the truth. I don't care what you all say. Hallelujah, Yahweh. It says this. It says, the righteous cry and Yahweh hears and deliver them out of all their troubles. Only a righteous man will cry. When the last time you cried to Yahweh? Come on, look to your neighbor. Do what I say. Look to your neighbor. Say, when the last time you cried? Come on, look again. Say, when the last time you cried? Now, you about know when the last time they cried, don't you? They don't cry. Some of you all never cry to Yahweh. Never. You never cry out. Because you don't have Him. You cry with spilt milk, but you won't cry out to Him. You teach your children how to do that. Teach your sons and your daughters. Your mothers don't want to do that. You teach them. Come on, that little boy, just at times he'd come to me with prayer. I say to him, go over there and pray for your mama. He goes right over there. Does he do it? He lays his hands on her. He'll come over here to me. He'll lay his hand right there and pray for me. Yahweh, bless Papi and help him. Hallelujah. He does. So it's not that they can't be taught to do those things. It's just that we don't teach them. We don't have no time with them. That's why they don't do it. That's the truth. Well, tell me they cannot. He prays just like I tell them to pray. With the same expression. Same facial expression, same emotions. Hallelujah. Why? We got time for every kind of thing. If they did something silly, you all will laugh. You sit back and just watch that. Look at him. Look at him. You sit back with something stupid and foolish. That makes you laugh. Say that again. Say that again, Rick. You know, that thrills us. I'd rather than say, Shabbat Yahweh, Teshua, in Yeshua, victory, in Mahamashiach. I'd rather teach him that. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Teach him how to bless his Abba. If he gets nutty excited about it, that's all right. Maybe you'll get some of that. Maybe you get excited about it. Maybe you'll respond the same way. I'd rather see him get nutty about that. I'd rather see him act silly about that. They twist their fannies off like children of hell and darkness. I'd rather see them that. I would. Micah thought David was foolish when he threw off his cloak as a king and just began to dance before Yahweh. And everybody seeing him dance, and he, king, that's not dignified of a king. Embarrass you for what? Why would I embarrass you? I'd rather them embarrass me that way and do that than to do something that embarrasses me, because that doesn't embarrass me. Period. But that embarrassed her. Why would he do something like that? It is so undignified. It doesn't present the order of a king. Why? And Yahweh said, you're heifer, you're going to pay for that too. Sure you are. So I'd rather do that. The reason that the children don't do it, because your daddies don't do it, flat out honest with you, and your mama's shown nothing unto you. Some of your mamas are dead as death. No life in you. Nothing. No effervescence. No expression. No facial expression of life. And that's the truth. I'm a lively tree. That's what I am. That's just me. I'm not a dead tree. When he comes, he's going to find fruit that are palatable. I don't want him to say that tree should have figs on there, and it doesn't. Listen to this. David said that the righteous cry Yahweh hears. Yahweh is nigh unto them that have a broken heart, and he saves such as a contrite spirit. Verse 19, many are the affliction or distress and miseries, the injuries, the calamities, many are the affliction of the righteous, but Yahweh delivers him out of them all. Not one that he doesn't deliver the righteous out of. Not one. Now, why are you troubled? What are your troubles? Why are they holding you? Yahweh delivers us out of all troubles, his people, those that trust him and obey him. You are troubled because you're not his. You are forsaken the Torah. You're forsaken the teaching. That's why you're troubled. That's why your mind can't function right. My mind functioned good. It functioned right. I'm going to close from these two last verses here. There are three. I want to read this for you, Brother Nathan, from Shirak. Listen to this in the Apocrypha. If I did not tell you, as Brother Nathan said, it was from Shirak, you would not know. It says, a stubborn mind. Do you all hear that? You all hear me quite well. A stubborn mind, someone that is stubborn. A stubborn mind will be burdened by troubles. You find someone that's stubborn, they're burdened by troubles. A stubborn mind is burdened. Boy, that's profound. If I didn't tell you from Shirak, you wouldn't know. But a stubborn mind is bound by trouble, and sinners will heap sin upon sin. When you find someone that's walking in sin, they will heap sin. They will build upon their sinful and wicked ways. But a stubborn mind, a mind that is stubborn, a mind that will not hear Yahweh, it will be burdened down, will be vexed with trouble. Every time you see it, it's a mind of trouble. There's always trouble. There's always something. There's always somebody. There's someone doing. Someone has done. Does that make sense? It does. That's what a stubborn mind is. And you will know a stubborn mind because they're not going to obey Yahweh, and they're not going to obey his truth. And believe me, husband, they're not going to obey you either. So a stubborn mind is burdened by troubles. When you're stubborn against Yahweh, you're going to be burdened down by troubles. You're going to be vexed. Your mind won't function right. You're going to be burdened down. And that's it. That's period. You're going to be burdened down. In the book of wisdom, and the apocrypha says this, wisdom, listen now, wisdom, the instructions, the Torah, the Tanakh, the renewed covenant, the wisdom of Yahweh rescues from trouble those that serve Yahweh. When a man has that wisdom and the understanding of Yahweh, it will rescue him from the troubles. He's not burdened down by trouble. He's not overtaken by trouble. And we are overtaken by troubles. Why? Because of our own wickedness. You rejected Yahweh. You refused to hear him. You refused to. You reject him. And I close with this from Mishlei. Whosoever keeps his mouth and his tongue, keep his soul from trouble. Now, doesn't the enemy cause you to talk a lot? You don't keep your tongue or your mouth, do you? You all hear me. He calls you to talk, doesn't he? Now, I love you, sister, but he calls you all to talk a little more than men. Men don't talk like you all. That's just the truth. If you're around Pastor Roberts, all we talk about is Scripture. I don't care if we're talking about basketball. Scripture's in there. That's what we talk about. That's what we talk about. That's all the brothers. I'm just telling you. Oh, we discuss things and issues, but we talk Scripture. Everything is Scripture. I don't know anything else to talk about. Oh, I may bring in current events or things that are taking place in the world or something that we discuss in a certain issue, but everything is based on Scripture. That's just the truth. I don't care what we are. So when you learn how to keep your tongue and your mouth, you will keep yourself from all troubles. You will not be troubled when you're in trouble because you don't keep your tongue. You're so troubled because you're telling, well, she's troubled when she did this. No, honey, it's not her, it's you. Why don't you just wise up and just say, it's me? Don't song, not my mama, not my daddy, but it's me, Yahweh, standing in the need of prayer. Not my cousin, my friend, it's me, Yahweh, standing. You're the one that need it. You just don't have the righteous character to say, it's me. You want to blame someone else for all your faults? That's just like what the man did. It's the woman you gave him. No, man, it's the law that Yahweh gave you, told you what to do. You don't have to do what the woman said. The woman wasn't responsible for you doing that. It was what was already in you. That you walk into the garden, you see a thing, you see your power, and all of a sudden, you're going to rise above that. It wasn't the woman that made you do it. She made me do that to her. No, my friend, you did that because there's some wicked in your heart. Nobody made you do nothing. Well, if the brother hadn't done that, I wouldn't have not did that to him. But you did that because that's the way you are, brother. You did that because you're that way. You're cold, you're nasty. That's why you do things like that. Hallelujah. It doesn't make a difference whether you like me or not. I know I say that, but I want you to understand that. He loves me. Oh, how Yahweh loves me. Oh, how he cared for me. And that's important to me. Why? Because I will not be a pseudo prophet. I will not speak things out of all. I will speak what's in the book there. And it's against his people. Everything in this book is against his people. Because it shows us the pattern. That's why we got to consider what has been written. What they have done. It is a pattern. It is an example given unto us that we should not go in the same way. And he warns us over and over, and we still go the same way, don't we? We still don't know. We're not a people that learn very well. That's why you're not going to read the book and understand it. That's why you need some men, as Brother Patrick brought out to us, that have the excellence of this truth, that they speak it to us. They become the perfect law of our hearts. And we obey Yahweh. So that's why he gave some apostles, some prophets, some pastors, some teachers, for the perfect. And it all boiled down for their minds will be the mind of HaMashiach, and they will be in tune with what he teaches us in Torah. And that's what HaMashiach taught. We must go back to the Bereshit, period, from the beginning. He did not teach us anything else but what Yahweh commanded him to teach us. May he strengthen you today and help you. Because your heart to rejoice. Mine is, I'm happy, I'm glad, and I'm energized for him. Do you understand? If no one stands with me, I'm still energized. Can I tell you something? Someone's going to stand with me. Hallelujah, Yahweh. And that's the truth. Say that, my brother? Yeah, true. He'll stand with me. Whether you stand with him or not, he will. So may Yahweh bless you all. May he strengthen your heart. He gives us a word to look into our own depths and the depths of our own wickedness. It's in you. It's not in someone else. No one made you do it. It is you. You're going to hell with that excuse. Well, honey, as much that lies within you. That shows you what's in you. You don't have nothing. You can't live it alone with nobody. You are a fruit head. You upset with everybody. Everything makes you mad. You get perturbed. The must that lies within you live at true long with every man. And if Yahweh, if it's not in us, we can't be at peace with no one. Unless they come to our side. I'm on Yahweh's side. Who's on Yahweh's side? I am. May Yahweh help you. May He bless you. May He strengthen you all. You that are listening by the live stream, Brother Nathan, you all, we do bless you all today. May Yahweh bless you all and strengthen you all. May your heart be encouraged. May you be strengthened. I say to you all, Brother James, there was a brother that I received a letter the other day, and I didn't open it because it looked as though Brother James there, Jerome James in Brooklyn, I know he's listening, Brooklyn, New York. I didn't know it was a letter. I thought it was a bill. So there are many times when we get the bills, I put them aside at the end of the month. I open them all up at one time because of the agony of paying them. I don't have to deal with them during the course of the week. That's how I do it. I don't even open them. Many times I don't open them. I just put them all. I got a little slot. I put them in. I said at the end of the month, I just open them. So I received this letter. It looked all professional. Well, I said, it's a bill. Well, when I opened it, it was an offering that a brother had sent, Brother Jerome James out of Brooklyn. We bless you, my brother. Thank you kindly. A tremendous offering, too. And he said a nice offering for the work of the ministry that that we can keep BP1 lines. And one day, hopefully, always will, we have our own server here. I would like to do that instead of relying upon someone else. When things go wrong, we can do everything from here. And you always use this tremendously for the people to hear. And this has produced more listeners and the response to the broadcast than shortwave radio all those years. And the people are listening. And they're coming online, and they're sending tremendous offerings. They're giving. They're helping. And I bless you all for that. They're giving to the work. And there are you. I'm saying this to you that listen, and you don't even send a nickel. There are you that have been listening for years, and you don't send one dime. Now, that's a shame. Send an offering for the help of the ministry. You sit here. You're fed. We don't need your money. And that's the truth. But you ought to bless your way. You're taking it and giving it to the world. Then why don't you send an offering here? You sit here. There are you that have said, Pastor Roberts, we're going to send over you. I'm going to send one dime. I don't need the money. The money's not the issue. I don't care about that. But if Yahweh bless your heart, then send an offering to help, to strengthen, to defray costs. There are things that we would love to do. I would love to purchase some scriptures and be able to send them out to some of the brothers, especially in the foreign countries. Why don't you send an offering or gift to assist us in those kinds of things? You said that you eat, you dine, and your heart has never moved to send one nickel. Something is drastically wrong. It is either that the power of the living word is no strength in you, or you just don't believe it. Yahweh loves that you're forgiven. He does. Freely you receive, then you just give. It takes the finance. Yes, it takes that. I know we don't talk about it, but it takes that for the works to go. It takes that. It takes that to maintain the site. It takes that to buy the equipment. It takes that when the cards and stuff go out that you have to buy software and stuff. That stuff costs. And that's some software. It costs. I'm not talking about $50, $30. It costs money. And so Yahweh bless you to come to great knowledge of this truth and send a gift to strengthen the works here, to help and to assist. It's a travesty and it's a shame that you sit there and you dine and you eat and you don't send one nickel. Well, the ones that are here, they've given, my friends. And they've given all right. So you that are out there listening, send an offering to bless the works. It's not that I need the money. Believe me. That's not this. Because you're always the ones that are sending. They're sending tremendous amounts of money. And that's sending $50, $10, $30. That's when they send $30-something, $20. We bless them for all of that. Brother, the day he sent $700. What do we use it for? The kingdom work. That's a lot of money, isn't it? Sure, it's a lot of money. Sure, it is. It's a lot of money. It's a nice offering. Tremendous offering. Just three people last week sent $1,100 over $1,200. Just three. And so, those that are listening, that they are being blessed, and they ought to do the same as well. Why? Because there are things that we can do. Systems. We can upgrade our system. Yeah, we can upgrade that system. Those cards, one card, and we get the kind of card that I would like for us to have, it'll cost you $1,000 for the card, for the motherboard. Now, the motherboards cost more than that. There's one that will never break down. The, what they use in the medical fields and things like that, it is one that is it won't break down. It's a tested thing. Of course, you will, but it's one that it's the deal. There are other things that we can do to enhance things, that the clarity of the broadcast and things like that. It takes finance, brothers and sisters. We're here, but we still have to use finance here. Nothing's going to stop if we don't have finance, because that doesn't stop the message going out, because we don't. But those that give, they're going to be blessed, and you're always blessing them. Why? Because their heart has been opened unto the simplicity of this truth, and it blessed them.
And those that don't, believe me, there are folks that listen all the time. I get emails from them, and they will not send one single dime. If the site goes down, they let me know. If anything, they'll let me know. But they will not even send a nickel. Now they're giving it to the world. Why not give Yahweh what is rightfully His? They're spending on clothes and all other things to look good for a job. That's wrong. That's wickedness. The heart is not right. I don't care who it is. That's just it. Period. Period. May Yahweh bless you. Come on, Brother Pat. You that are listening, may He strengthen you. We bless you all. We greet you all. Brother Michael, Sister Michael are there in Hamilton. And my young friend, Brother Alex. Bless you, my young brother. May Yahweh strengthen you. You that are listening, wherever you're listening, we bless you all today. We bless you, Brother James there in Brooklyn. Thank you kindly for your gifts. And all you that give, we bless you. And we thank you. Let us stand to our feet. Hallelujah, Yahweh. You all sing along with us, wherever you're listening. Hallelujah. Bless you, Sister Yania. Hallelujah, Yahweh. So we bless you, Yahweh. We thank you. Come on, my son, and play that song.
So let there be love shed among us. Let there be love in our lives. Lay down your love, sweet disguise. Calls us Yahweh.
Your neighbor's hand and sing.
So let there be love.
We bless you all that are listening. We bless Yahweh for you all. Where are you listening from? Hallelujah. Brother Gaines in Warren, Michigan. We bless you, my brother. Brother David Manning, St. Louis, all of you all. May Yahweh bless you all richly today. Thank you for your kindness, your generous gifts and all. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Arise, give us a fresh understanding, brotherly love that is real. So let there be love shared among us. Let there be love.
Come on. Fix your eyes on your neighbor and sing that.
So let there be love shared among us. Let there be love in our lives. Lay down your love, sweep this house, calls us your way. Give us a fresh understanding, a brotherly love that is real. So let there be love shared among us. Let there be love.
Come on, every heart, this last course.
So let
we bless you all. We hope that Yahweh bless you today in the service. Pray that He has strengthened you. The desire of all things is to please Him and to walk with Him. Keep your heart pure from this rebellious, wicked world. Keep your mind steadfast upon Him. We bless you all, and we greet every last one of you that listen. Whether we call your name or not, bless you all.
Give us a fresh understanding, a brotherly love that is so real. So let there be love. shared among us, let there be our love.
For this is the day of our precious Abba. We thank you for this Shabbat, the gathering of your people here. Those that have joined us all, heal the bodies of those that need healing and touch them. And strengthen all of our brothers and sisters. We thank you, Yahweh. Thank you for all of them. They're all precious. Every household that is represented, I pray your healing power, your strength rest upon them all. And those that are sitting today listening to this message, may you bless them. May their ears receive the message of truth of this hour. They will not be conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of their mind. We ask it all in the mighty name of HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel, the hope of the house of Israel and Yehuda, one house. We ask it all in Yahshua's mighty name, and we bless you. May all the kiddushin cry, Hallelujah, way. Hallelujah, way.